Episode 3352, The Power of Forgiveness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous Easter weekend. Ending Holy Week is just absolutely extraordinary. But when you begin to focus on where you are in your relationship and your marriage, wow, the power of forgiveness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Speaking of community, we're going to be opening up AIM here very soon, so stay tuned. And we've got some cool things happening. Not only are we bringing the TV show to createyournow.com, but we're going to be looking at actually building a studio. Yes, because we are expanding, so we will need your help with that. And there's just so many things happening. I just can't move fast enough. We're in the middle of writing the book. I say we, it's really me, but I'm writing the book. And so just take a deep breath, because you know what? When we look at what's happening in Holy Week and what transpired thousands of years ago, right? It amazes me that we have the attitudes we have today, if I can be so honest with you. And I want you to really think about where you are with the people that you love. Would you be willing to lay your life down for your friend? And that friend could be your spouse, could be your children, could be a stranger, it could be your parents, it could be a sibling. Maybe it's for your country. But when I consider all what God has done for us, I sit in awe. And so today I really want to look at something extraordinary, and it's an act of choice. And that act of choice is forgiveness. Because you see, forgiveness is a profound act that has the capacity to redefine and elevate marriages to new heights of understanding and compassion. It elevates it completely. It changes it. You thought Mount Everest was big? Oh yeah, no. This surpasses everything. The power of forgiveness is truly a transformative act that cultivates and creates harmony. It's this unbreakable bond. And if you use forgiveness in your marriage, it can strengthen bonds and mend wounds. I know, I've been a part of it. I've given it, and I've also accepted it. You see, the act of forgiving not only heals wounds, but also creates a deeper connection between a couple, fostering the sense of renewal and grace. It's this energy that keeps engaging the heart to expand wider and deeper. When I think about forgiveness, forgiveness changes you. You can't forgive and not be changed yourself. So when you're considering, though, forgiveness, you've got to also look at resentment. What's your resentment meter? Because you see, resentment is a complex emotion that arises from feelings of unfairness, bitterness, or anger towards someone, often stemming from past grievances or perceived injustices, like, why aren't you taking care of me the way I think I need to be taken care of? Sound all too familiar? Maybe you've had a dragged down, heated conversation that really turned into a bloody bath of words. And it's just continued to erode in your marriage. And when you have these little things that set you off, that can bring about resentment. And that resentment slowly erodes a marriage and creates these barriers to communication and emotional intimacy. You wonder why we as a woman, right? We as women, if we're not connected to our man, do you think there might be something there emotionally? I guarantee you there is. Men, if you're listening, listen closely. If there is a lack of intimacy in your marriage, Maybe you need to be asking your woman where she is lacking in her emotional intimacy with you. I'm being honest here. And a lot of people don't want to. We just kind of just beat around the bush and we just do whatever. But you know what? Life is too short and life is too precious. And if you're really going to extend forgiveness and use that as truly an act of transformation, because it truly is, you got to let go of that resentment. You can't harbor that. When you forgive, that resentment goes. And when it goes, and when you do let it go, right, it helps to heal and restore harmony in your marriage, which is all in the process of forgiveness. If you forgive, resentment can't be borrowed. Let me say that again. If you forgive, resentment can't be borrowed. You can't go to your heart and withdraw resentment. It won't exist because you forgave. You gave up what was for you, meaning something directed at you, okay? Now, as you may know, this is Holy Week, right? And today we are the in-between stage of the crucifixion and the resurrection, right? Yesterday was Good Friday. Tomorrow we celebrate the resurrection of our risen Lord and Savior. And so I want to take a more direct approach to challenge our thinking on how we can understand the depth of forgiveness and why it's so powerful in marriage. The concept of forgiveness in the context of Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross for our sins holds profound parallels to marriage and sacrificial love. And just as Christ demonstrated the ultimate act of forgiveness and sacrificial love through what? His death and resurrection, right? His crucifixion. Couples can draw inspiration from his example to cultivate forgiveness and selfless love within their marital relationships. And if you're going to do this, you've got to ready your heart God's way. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Ready your heart God's way. Stop trying to be married the way you think you need it. Why don't you take a few tips from your Heavenly Father, who, by the way, created love. Oh, wait, and he created you. And he did everything because of you, because of me. He loves you that much. Would you do the same for your spouse? So if you're really wanting to have a marriage that's absolutely incredible out of this world. I mean, I know. I work at mine every single day. I thought we had a great one. And then we had our thunderstorm. Okay, it wasn't a thunderstorm. It was like a tornado. It was horrible. Almost married 17 years. So 16 years of marriage, been together over 19 and a half years. And he's like, I've fallen out of love with you. I've fallen out of love. I'm like, oh, really? Like, just all of a sudden, you just flip the switch. Okay, that was my immediate humanly thought, okay? There's no reason to beat around the bush here because I think a lot of us are trying to hide things. God sees everything. What are you seeing? Are you seeing only what you want to see, the pretty things? Do you live your life as if it is a highlight reel? Think about that. If you want to have a transformed marriage, you have to ready your heart God's way. There is no beating around the bush. And I believe everyone can have that. You see, after we came out of our tornado, yeah, because we reconciled. We are more in love now than we've ever been. And it's incredible. And we're going through a crazy season in our life too. I mean, it's all great, sort of, kind of, in a weird way. We've had some ups and downs, but him and I, oh, we are just like right on point. It's awesome. It's enlightening. It's energizing. I look forward to seeing him when he wakes up in the morning. I look forward to seeing him before he goes to bed. I look forward to our phone calls or a text. I look forward to him. Can you say that about your spouse? Come on, be honest. Most of the time we don't want to. It's like, God, oh, it's so much better when they're gone. so much easier. Now, I get it. Sometimes it is easier, right? Especially if you're the mom or the wife at home and your spouse is away, whether it's because of work or just, you know, running errands, whatever it is. And you're like, oh, like I've got a relief here because it seems like I have to do so much more. I get that. Okay. I get it. We as women, okay, been married, you understand that point of view. Maybe we'll go into a whole series about that because women and men are made and created differently, totally, on all spectrums. That's how God wanted it. And so when we look at things, we're going to see things differently. Well, what if we begin to look at our marriages differently through the eyes of our Heavenly Father? And it all starts with number one, unconditional love. Just as Jesus showed limitless love and forgiveness towards humanity, right? By sacrificing himself for our sins, you, my friend, can aspire to embody a similar spirit of unconditional love in your marriage. Sacrificial love entails putting aside personal desires and ego-driven needs to prioritize the well-being and happiness of your sweetheart. You can nurture a deep and enduring, like this just incredible bond built on grace, compassion, and empathy. But you got to choose to forgive readily and love sacrificially. That means you're not keeping score. That means, yes, you're going to serve more than you are served. It's unconditional love. Yes, you have boundaries, but your door should always be open when it comes to your spouse. You've got to have that open communication. Now, it doesn't come easy. It takes work. And I don't think, honestly, anybody would get married if they knew that being married was a full-time job. But if you want to have an absolutely incredible relationship, it's a full-time job. Now, nope, do you get paid for it? Well, yeah, you do. We'll leave that for another episode. But one thing that you do get with a full-time job is what? How many hours it takes. And it takes a lot of hours to have an incredible marriage. It takes work. Are you willing to put in that work? Are you willing to have that unconditional love? Number two, redemption and renewal. You know, the resurrection of Jesus symbolizes the victory over sin and death, offering us a path to redemption and spiritual renewal for all believers, anyone who believes. But when you look at it from marriage, forgiveness serves as a catalyst for redemption and transformation within the relationship. And when you extend forgiveness and seek reconciliation, you both can experience a renewal of trust and harmony and intimacy, allowing for growth and healing to take place. Right? This is truly the process, the renewal process, really, that through forgiveness paves the way for a strengthened and revitalized marriage. Remember, forgiveness changes you. You can't forgive and not be changed yourself. But are you willing to? Because a lot of people get into arguments and disagreements because if one spouse is changing and the other one doesn't, you wonder why there's discrepancies. You wonder why there's a disconnect. You wonder why there's disagreements. Why all the disses? Because you're not on the same page. Forgiveness changes you. It truly does. You can't forgive and not be changed yourself. And that leads me to number three, servant leadership. Are you leading in your marriage and not the way you think? Not being this demonstrative person that demands. One that models Jesus. You see, Jesus didn't come to earth to be served, but to serve. He exemplified servant leadership through his acts of compassion, humility, and sacrifice. Truly a model for believers to follow, for us to emulate, so we know how to interact with others. And in marriage, practicing forgiveness and sacrificial love involves adopting a servant-hearted approach towards one spouse. By seeking to serve rather than be served, Spouses can create a culture of mutual respect, support, and understanding within their relationship. Can you imagine how different marriages would be if you married to serve instead of expecting to be served? You know, when I wrote that question down, it stopped me in my tracks. I was like, whoa, like we could do a whole series on that. What if we actually entered marriage through service and not expectations? Because unfortunately, we do it. Come on, go back, start really thinking hard. And you know, some of the things you might be thinking of, you're like, Christiane, I already got rid of them out of my memory bank. I needed to, you know, save up room for other things. I had to clear my storage. Really? Think a little harder. And try to bring back the real memory, not the one you created. Because over time, we can change our memories, believe it or not. But we'll leave that one also for another episode. Wow, we've got a lot of episodes here we've got to go back to. But imagine how different your marriage would be if you married to serve. What if every morning you got up and the first thing out of your mouth was, praise the Lord, thank you for the breath today. Number one, Lord, how can I serve you? And then maybe you get up, you go to the bathroom, maybe you brush your teeth, and then maybe you see your spouse and you're like, good morning, sweetheart. What can I do for you today? How can I serve you? Whoa, that's like fireworks, explosions. What a thought, what a concept. Would that change the dynamics in your marriage? Would that change your morning conversations? Oh, I bet you it would change more than 75% of marriages. Yeah, and I'm going out on a limb on that one. It probably would actually change more. But I'm leaving room. I'm being cautious there. Because a lot of times all we're doing is dragging out the trash. We stuff it under our pillows at night. We can't sleep well, and we drag it out. And after we drag it out, we start all over again. And we keep score, and the bag keeps getting bigger and bigger. Let me tell you, glad can't make those trash bags that expand that have those kind of weavy looking stuff, which they say you can stuff a lot more in it. No, you cannot. I'm just saying, I've done it. I've tested it. For goodness sakes, I have five kids. We have a very large family. Trash bags are something I use regularly, like a lot. Yeah, it just means I use more trash bags. We'll leave that though too for another episode. I better take notes, just saying. But seriously, how would that change your dynamics? Through acts of selflessness and forgiveness, you can emulate Christ's example of servant leadership and create a harmonious and fulfilling marriage centered on what? Sacrificial love, of which Jesus showed to us himself. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Who are you modeling? Are you modeling your parents? Well, how well did their marriage turn out? Was it perfect? I guarantee you it wasn't. But if you really were to ask them, hey, how was your marriage the first 5 years? How was your marriage 10 to 15 years? And if they're still married after that, what did it look like at 20 and 25 and 30 years? I can't believe my husband and I are married over 30 years now. It's absolutely incredible. I love it. I can't believe I've spent that much time with him. That's amazing. And what amazes me more is that we're in love more. You know, as we are blessed with more grandchildren, my husband says, honey, I just don't understand how, you know, I have so much love for these kids. And he has a lot of love for our kids, but then he's like, but I still have love for our grandbabies. Like, how can I keep having more? Like, where is this love coming from? And I said, because your heart grows when it's in the right place, when you're feeding it the right stuff, when you're modeling the way God wants us to love. And he did it through the most sacrificial love shown by anyone here on this earth. And that was giving us his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. So that yes, he could be resurrected, risen from the dead, so then he could live within us, his Holy Spirit. All I can say is drop the mic. The power of forgiveness. It truly is in the context of Jesus Christ's sacrifice and resurrection, it underscores that transformative impact of forgiveness, sacrificial love, and redemption in marriage. So when you're looking and you're drawing these parallels between Jesus Christ and his example of forgiveness and sacrificial love and applying them to your marriage, you as a couple, my friend, can create a deep sense of compassion, grace, and unity, building a bond that reflects the divine love and forgiveness demonstrated through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. How extraordinary is that? Pretty extraordinary, I would say. I don't know where you are in your marriage right now. God does. But do you? How much do you really love your spouse? How much are you willing to forgive your spouse? Are you just hanging on by, like, literally a needle and a thread, like there's not much left? In fact, you're even wondering if there's anything left. My friend, you can have a beautiful marriage. Yes, it's going to take work, a lot of work. And remember, it starts with one and finishes with two. The power of forgiveness. Go in peace and serve. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed Easter. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.